Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Live exclusive debate that we have here today in studio for the Ohio House District 96, the Republican primary. We have the incumbent Ron Ferguson and also the state rep Ron Ferguson and the challenger, former state senator Frank Hoagland, both running to represent the people of Ohio House District 96. You can see the Facebook live stream of our live in-studio debate. Just go to Dimitri, my profile page, also Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, and you can see that, share that everywhere. So, gentlemen, a couple of things here, if I may. First, I want to again give you plenty of time. Is there anything, let's start this time with Ron, that Frank said that you want to address before I bring up the next question, and then we'll ask Frank the same thing. So, Ron Ferguson.
Yeah, so I want to talk about what it means to show up. So, you know, when you're talking to career politicians, people that put Columbus first over Eastern Ohio, they think that the job, the entire job, is there in Columbus. The reality is the job is here in Eastern Ohio. I addressed on the show last time I was here, I had six excused absences over the course of 6 years, the most recent one for the funeral of my grandmother on October 1st. But where is the job really at? It's getting the Blaine Hill Bridge opened early. I was the only elected official that went down and met with the Blaine Hill Bridge Committee. Frank likes to say that I don't have good relationships. I clearly do with ODOT because they moved the project up by 2 years. It's going to open up in the spring. Local government meetings, making a point to get down to Tiltonsville when we had a session day, but rushing home from session just this past November, all the other local government meetings. And what about the masking of our kids? You know, when we had our kids masked, this guy was actually still in office. It was before he quit. He didn't show up and stand by the parents who were trying to get the masks off their kids because he stood on the side of Amy Acton that he voted for. I was the one that was standing there in the rallies, in the protest, and made sure that our children got unmasked. I've been standing by the voters of this district every step of the way.
Frank, would you like to respond to that?
Sure. Basically, the infrastructure, I'm going to go back to the infrastructure. I was just getting taxed by people that work on ODOT, which he says supports him.
Do you want to, he just made some pretty darn serious charges. Would you like to address this first and then do that?
Sure.
Okay, let's address this first, and then you'll have plenty of time to respond to that as well.
Well, the polished politician, the rubber stamp thing, that's just rhetoric coming from Ferguson. People that say he says likes him, and he's out there actually being an activist, which he's pretty good at being an activist. I do tell you that, Ron. Being an activist is, a lot of Democrats do that too, right? So at any rate, yeah, when I sit back and look at all this stuff that he's saying, look, folks, it's just pure rhetoric. It's stuff that Ron Ferguson learned when he went to college so that that way he could come out and apply it. At least he's doing that. He's applying his college education in this field. What I want to do is bring a sense of reality. All I'm trying to do is make sure that we maintain that line of communications. Going out and touching the stone, that's what I call touching the stone, is when you go out and you actually take a look at a project. Back to the infrastructure. Even on the most northern part of Jefferson County, we had a bridge that went down. Yeah, I went out there to the bridge. I checked to make sure. You got to validate the information that's coming in. I hope that everybody's validating what Ferguson is saying. So you validate the information. Same thing with gas and oil. Had a gas line blow up in Noble County. So you go out there and you validate the information. I'd bring my staff here. But the most important reason that you have been elected is to show up and vote. That's why you're there. He says he only missed 6 days, but 175 votes. What is that, like 35 votes a day he missed? That's crazy. We don't have 35 votes a day sitting on that. He missed well over 17 days worth of votes, if not more than that.
17 days, Ron? I thought you said six.
Yeah, exactly. Go look at the public records. I'm glad to share that with anybody. Six excused absences. He knows there's a bunch of procedural votes and everything else. Every time you vote for a bill, Dimitri, there's two votes, and Frank knows this. There's one vote for the bill, and there's one vote to co-sponsor the bill. So you have two votes every time a single bill's on the floor. We're up there, road naming and doing these things that are very basic. They aren't opening up the Blaine Hill Bridge early. They aren't standing with our kids and unmasking them. He knows that he's stretching the truth at the least, at the bare minimum. And that's what we need to get back to, is the actual facts. And he wants to point out, you know, Democrats are activists. Well, Democrats are who vote for Amy Acton, which is exactly what he did. Democrats are who vote to raise your gas tax. Democrats are who support red flag gun confiscation laws. He was one of only three Republicans. Frank was one of only three Republicans in the entire state to put his name on a bill that would actually violate your Second Amendment and due process.
What is red flag? And then we'll have Frank respond to that. What does red flag mean?
So what he's trying to say is that I wanted to go ahead and get rid of weapon systems for law-abiding citizens, is what he's trying to say. But it's this rhetoric again that goes on.
Okay, question. What is red flag?
Red flag is the, what they'll do is they'll, and I sat as the chair. He's never been a chair. I sat as a chair of the Veterans and Public Safety. So a red flag bill is like a bill that's going to create obstacles so you can't get access. You can't go out and purchase a weapon system. All right, a red flag bill would be something like, hey, look, we want high-capacity magazines, so on and so forth. We want to get rid of high-capacity magazines. You guys call them clips. We call them magazines. Clips is what girls stick in their hair. But, no, it's just a bunch of rhetoric. Again, you can ask my wife, every time we would have any kind of piece of legislation that would come to the where I chaired, go ahead, Demetri.
Okay, I'm confused. He's saying that there are only three Republicans who voted with the Democrats on a red flag bill. Is that right?
That's just untrue.
It didn't come up for a vote.
There you go. There's that rhetoric right
there. He supported the bill and wanted it to come up for a vote. Thankfully, in a Republican state, the other sane Republicans wouldn't let that happen.
Is that true?
No, it's the absolute lie.
Okay, what is the red? What specific red flag are we talking about here?
So red flag is where people who have not been convicted of any crime can have the government, can have a judge come in and actually take your firearms out of your home with no conviction whatsoever. That it's especially concerning in places like Franklin County, where you have all liberal, Democrat, radical judges, that they have the ability to go in there and take your firearms, disarm you when you have not been convicted of a crime.
You're telling me that's not true, Frank. Is that what you're saying?
I know it's not true for the mere reason that the Buckeye concealed carry, they all support me. And the reason that they support me is because I stopped all that. I was the chair. You've never even been a chair. I was the chair of that particular committee. Not only did I stop those bills, but I also helped bills get through, like your national concealed carry. You know, those are the types of things.
Are either one of you supported by the NRA or Ohio Gun Owners?
When I was in, I was, yes. And I was also supported by the Ohio Gun Club, the Buckeye Concealed
Carry. Okay, are any of these groups supporting either one of you now?
I know that the Buckeye Firearms are.
Ron?
Yeah, all those groups support me. I've voted yes on every Second Amendment bill. The Ohio Gun Owners that you referenced, specifically are supporting me and not Frank in this election.
Okay.
I guess we'll find that out.
Okay. You made an issue, you raised an issue that was confusing to me, and I'm guessing a lot of my listeners, about the Somalis. Now, in Minnesota, the Somalis have pretty much, the fraudsters have pretty much overrun the state. At least it seems that way from the news reports that I've been seeing. Ohio has the second largest number of Somali people. I don't know how many of them are fraudsters. You made a point here of saying, if I understood you correctly, Ron, that Frank Hoagland voted to give them $1 million. Is that what you were saying?
Correct. That was House Bill 33, the budget last session.
Frank, your side on that, please.
Last session, I wasn't there.
He wasn't there for the last year that he quit, but he was there for the first year when we vote for the budget. I'm actually aware of that because I actually get involved in the process.
Did you vote for this?
No, I did not.
I mean, he doesn't even know what he voted for. You know, earlier he talked about these bills.
You're
being
not even there to vote.
He talks about bills being over 2,000 pages long, and it sounds like Nancy Pelosi. She said, you know, we got to pass the bill in order to know what's in it. I read the bills. I make sure that I know what I'm voting for before I vote on it, and he clearly doesn't because he voted to give over $1 million to Somalis. As a matter of fact, I'll post it on my Facebook.
Well, congratulations, Ron. But when it comes to the Somalis, that's just another way for Ferguson to spread his rhetoric and start more fights.
What does that mean?
That's his overall objective, is just keep, he's constantly out there saying, I'm fighting. What he's fighting with is the people in the district, and he's fighting with the people in Columbus. He says he's fighting against the leadership in Columbus. Heck, I could see that happening, because Ron Ferguson is the one that went ahead and sent a smear on the Speaker of the House in Lima, Ohio.
So who is the Speaker of the House?
Matt Huffman.
Huffman. And what's the smear?
Well, he sent some rhetoric down there in the newspaper, had a column put up about how Matt Huffman's not doing his job.
And that's a smear, that he's not doing his job?
Yeah, well, that's the tactics. He did the same thing with Mike Rule, trying to start up all
Mike,
of this.
Mike Rule?
Congressman Mike Rule.
Rule? Oh, okay. All right.
Mike Rule. He kept smearing Mike Rule also.
Is that true, Ron?
It's absolutely not true. I was just on the phone with Mike a couple days ago, and we have a good relationship. I'd like for Frank to point to whatever smear he's talking about.
Same thing. You said that Mike Rule, he voted for transgenders and all of that, just the same thing that you're trying to do in this particular race. Ron, that's just your tactic, dude. You want to go out there and spread this rhetoric and try to bleed off on the people of the district, and you're just spreading false information.
Who's this Somalis? Hoffman? Who's this Huffman guy?
That's Speaker Huffman. That's who he voted for to be the speaker.
Okay, Ron, did you vote for him?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Is now that... he turns around and smears him.
Okay, so...
I'd like for him to just point to the smear. He always talks about these things in the abstract, but he has no evidence. But I am posting right now where he voted for the $1 million for Somalis. It's going up on my Facebook. You can check out Ron Ferguson on Facebook.
Okay. So, Frank, you had mentioned that people in Columbus have asked you to step up to run against Ron Ferguson. You're very proud of that. Fine. Who are they?
Who are they?
Yeah. Who are they?
Well,
who are the biggest ones?
Plenty of his legislators, his peers, right there. Actually, they actually contributed quite a bit of money towards the campaign that I'm running right now.
Who's the biggest contributor?
All the unions.
No. The politicians.
Local 809.
The politicians that you just mentioned. Who's the biggest contributor?
Well, you have Sandy O'Brien. You have George Lang.
Are they state senators or state reps?
Those are on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some people on the House side, too, that has been totally supportive of the campaign. But the biggest contributors come from the unions. All of the 809 has totally supported me. Trades unions have totally supported me. Local 18 is totally
Governor
supported me.
DeWine supporting you? Is DeWine supporting you?
No, I've not heard anything from DeWine.
Okay.
His staff.
Ron, his staff?
Oh, yeah.
What do they say?
Some of the staff. They're already starting to roll out.
What are they saying?
Oh, they totally want to have Ron replaced.
So you're saying Governor DeWine's staff wants to have Ron Ferguson replaced? Is that what you're saying?
Some of his staff have, yes.
Okay. All right. What are they saying?
Well, they're DeWine's tired of staff. His rhetoric. They're just tired of Ron constantly fighting. He can't get along with the people in Columbus, like he said. He don't have to show up and vote. It's more important for him to stay in the district.
All right. Both of you have a track record in Columbus. Have either one of you sponsored a bill that has been enacted into law?
I have.
Which one?
Many of them. You can look at Senate Bill 33.
Which is?
Senate Bill 33 was a critical infrastructure piece of legislation. That particular legislation was to protect gas and oil, maintain reliable energy. That bill also protected the logistics of moving our food products across our highways.
Okay, so you have sponsored bills that have been...
No, I carried that bill, and it went through legislation and got passed into law.
You didn't sponsor it, though?
I was the primary sponsor.
You were the primary. Okay, Ron Ferguson, were you the primary sponsor of any bills that were enacted into law?
Yeah, so the biggest bill that I passed was the Hospital Price Transparency Act. We've talked about that before. It was actually an executive order that President Donald Trump put into office. I have now made sure that it was codified into state law. So now, even after President Trump's out of office, that will remain the law in Ohio. You can actually go get your prices in dollars and cents amounts. We're the only state in the country that you can do that now. Check out ohiohospitalprices.org. That's the proof.
All right. Both of you have then sponsored primary sponsors of legislation that have been has been enacted into law. I think that's great for both of you. I think that is great. We've got a break coming up here, top of the hour, and then we're going to have Johnny O come in to do the big drawing for the Joe D. Messina concert tickets and the meet and greet backstage, where the winner and a significant other, whatever, will go backstage and meet Joe D. Messina. Johnny O is going to be coming up with that right after the news here at the top of the hour. No Mr. Big Willie today. However, at the end of this debate, around 8:45, we'll go to Dimitri Graffiti, and we'll have people, allow anyone who wants, really, to call in and say pretty much anything that they want to say within the confines of the rules of engagement. My guess is a lot of people will have comments to say about either one of these two candidates, or both of them, or the debate, or whatever. Who knows? But the listeners will have that opportunity today with Dimitri Graffiti after we are through with the second half of our live in-studio debate with these two Republican primary challengers. Stay tuned. More to come.